A lot of us have pledged to exercise more with the new year. We have the story of a former Portlander who moved to Tacoma for a job and decided to learn the city on foot. When Pamela Transu took the position of president of Tacoma Community College, she decided she needed to get to know her new community, so she walked every single step of it.
You may think that you know a city and you've got a pretty good grasp of it. But the truth is that most of us stay in our neighborhoods, or we go to work, or we go to buy groceries or do some shopping. We might go to a friend's house, but probably it's going to be in a neighborhood somewhat similar to ours. And then you're flying between those points in a car. So you really don't have a sense of the city until you walk it. And also, you don't have a sense of a city until you spend your time in totally unfamiliar neighborhoods. And then you can really begin to appreciate the vitality and the beauty of a place that you thought you knew but really didn't.
If I want to learn something, I will park somewhere and then just walk wherever I'm going if it's somewhere new, because then you get a chance to actually see what's there.
Exactly. You see it, and it's more than seeing it, it's absorbing it, because it's not just the sights, but, you know, the sounds and the general ambience, the way people interact with one another and with you. Yeah, I don't think you can get that unless you're out walking.
So how much have you walked the city?
I actually measured everything in Tacoma, because I did everything, every dead end, every cul-de-sac, and I checked with the city on how many miles of streets there are in Tacoma. And then, you know, there's a lot of duplication, so I figured out the ratio of actual city streets to the amount that I walked. You know, most of walking is duplication. It's trying to walk every street, as I was. And so I walked 1,300 and some miles in Tacoma. I've now gotten up probably close to 3,500, because I ventured out into a number of neighboring towns and, you know, and sort of rural areas and so on. So it's now become more of almost a countywide effort.
Wow. Now, did you set out with the goal then to walk every step basically that you could?
Yeah, I figured the way I would keep motivated was to make it a project. And so I did that by getting a very detailed map and then keeping it with me in the back of the car. And every time when I finish, I mark off exactly what I've done. And if I have any questions, I'll check the GPS to make sure I haven't missed anything. But it wouldn't work for me if I decided not to be thorough about it. I mean, it works, because I can say that I have basically walked every inch of this community.
What were some of the most interesting, you know, or surprising things that you saw while you're out?
Neighborhoods that have a strong sense of identity. It feels better and it looks better. There tend to be more trees, and you see people out on the streets, and people look happier, and people are out in their yards, and kids are playing, and, you know, it's just a different feel than when you're walking through an area that doesn't have a name, doesn't have an identity. You know, it's a different feeling.
And that is So Much to See. Get out and experience what the Northwest has to offer. So Much to See, brought to you by Toyota of Portland.